our meeting to order this morning. Special call meeting of the Port Commission of Port of Houston Authority. November the 14th, 2017. It's a little bit after 10 o'clock a.m. I don't have any special remarks this morning. Do we have any public appearances or comments? Okay, so the first item under executive consideration of possible action regarding the proposed fiscal year 2018 operating and capital budget. Roger, are you and Tom, or who's going
to
do
it? I'm just going to quickly turn this over to Tim, who's going to go through. You've all received the packets. I think you're probably pretty well schooled in what this is, so we can hit the high points and take any questions that you may have.
Yes, just interrupt me as I go. Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners. Good to be with you again, and staff as well. I will try to keep up on the screen, but somebody nudge me if I haven't kept up. Very quickly, and I will refer to the page numbers on the lower right side of your slides there. Page one, just a few opening comments. As a reminder, there are no tax revenues included in this budget. Those are all exclusively for debt service. We are asking for approval of a $275 million capital plan for next year. But as you know, we bring each and every project to $50,000 and greater, whether it's operating or expense, to you throughout the year. Lastly, we'll refer to 2017 quite often, and it is our current outlook, if you will, for 2017. So comparisons to this year are fairly up to date. Page two, an overview of the budget. We have revenue growing for 2018 at just under 9%, rounded to 9%. Versus our expectations for this year. So a strong revenue outlook, fueled largely by containers as we anticipate the resin production to begin to ramp in 2018. Expenses are up, largely driven by those container volumes and the activities on terminal, largely labor related and investing in our assets and infrastructure. Clearly 80% of our expenses driven by operations. Good net operating income of about $88 million for next year. That's up 14% versus our expectations for 2017. Obviously, the funding then, all of the cash flow goes to support our operating and strategic objectives and help fund our capital plans. Headcount growth included in this plan, 21 new positions. 18 of those are in operations, and within that, almost entirely in the maintenance areas. And then a few in the overhead arena in G&A. Cash flow very nice in 2018, looking at $158 million next year, a growth of 6% versus 2017. I mentioned already the $275 million capital plan focused largely on container terminal, whether that's continued development and build out, at Bayport or reinvesting in our Barber's Cut terminal. And the proverbial bottom line, liquidity projections aligned with our financing strategy show sufficient resources to fund our capital plans through 2019. And we'll look at that further in just a moment. For brevity, let's skip pages three and four since I talked through those to some extent just now. We'll go to page five, which is a simple bridge on the revenue change from this year to next. So total revenue of $345 million in 2017, growing to $374 in 2018. Again, largely, if not entirely, driven by the container revenue expectations for next year. That in and of itself is largely driven by growth in export loads, budgeted at or expected at just over 15% growth in those export loads in 2018. Import loads growing slightly less than that at about 3%. So that mix in there could evolve throughout the year as it did for 17. As you know, import loads for this year are up over 20%. So we have a very strong container business as Ricky brings us new business and Jeff executes that business quite well for us. Also increasing the revenue, channel development related, as we anticipate more DMA fees as the private terminals bring us material. And as is known, we are launching the lease of submerged lands program in 2018. So there's a pinch of revenue in there as well for those leases. have some change in non-operating, just decline in interest income and grant funds for the coming year. So overall, a $29 million increase year over year in total revenue. Page six is the similar look on the expenses from $272 million in 2017, growing to $284 million in 2018. Sectioned off in two arenas, the top being largely operations and infrastructure, the bottom being G&A. As you see in the top section there, largely driven by PHA labor, more specifically ILA labor costs tied to those volumes we talked about at the container terminals. Of the $8 million, $6 million of that is ILA labor as they continue to work our vessels. Terminal asset maintenance is composed of a host of things as we work largely at the BCT terminal, BCT removal of the lash dock, some paving activities, crane demolitions, and other items up at the turning basin up here as well. Depreciation amortization simply falls out from capital projects that were approved this year and those that will begin to depreciate next year. Wharf 23 up here, cranes, some maintenance equipment, other items contributing to the depreciation. The asset management assessment, that is our facility inspection and condition assessment program, the FECAP. As we begin to look at around 40 of our marine assets next year and assessing their condition for future development. G&A largely driven by fees and services. Those are capacity studies, master planning, which we've talked with you about, cybersecurity, some people division activities, and freight mobility spending that we look at next year. So that's an overview on our expenses for 2018. Quickly, page seven looks at our headcount projections, both current and into next year. We are currently, actually, as of September 30, we are currently at 620 PHA employees. We are approved to 653 for this year. We'll see if we get that close. And again, we've approved an additional 21 headcount. New headcount, new positions for 2018. I will ask you to look at the bottom left of that slide, which is a simple calculation of revenue per headcount. The point being that, again, we are not growing headcount faster than we're growing the business. So that's $466,000 of revenue per employee in 2016, growing to $550,000 of revenue per employee in 2018. So a proper trajectory, and again, something that we look at in terms of efficiency and speed at which we're adding headcount to the business. Page eight, we think it's important to keep on the table our traction with regards to our strategic plan that was rolled out, I believe it was 2015, and we continue to invest. Included in all those expenses that we've already shown you are these expenses that we can align with the various strategic goals and our progress in 2018. Last year, we showed you just over $8 million of such spending associated with those objectives. It's growing to just over $10 million in 2018. And the top bullet there addresses it. Again, it's largely our marine structure assessments, the FECAP program that Rich and Charlie are driving, the master planning studies and cybersecurity. That really accounts for the bulk of the increase in the strategic category for 2018. At the bottom are just various projects that you see with incremental deliverables in 2018, again, aligned with our strategic objectives. So something very important to us, and we want you to know that we continue to track strategic plan progress and our spending for such. Page nine, then, is an overall income statement. A lot of little numbers on the page. A couple of important ones for you. About the third row down, operating income, that's effectively the gross margin. You can see in 2018, just under $144 million of operating income or gross margin. That's a 39% gross margin rate. And as compared to 2017, which is 35%. So the takeaway there is the efficiency of our operations as we continue to best utilize our capital and our assets and again, not growing our expenses faster. So this speaks to, again, Jeff and his team's work with regards to making the most of the assets they have and operating efficiently. So growing that gross margin percentage is very important. The next row down, general administrative expenses. This one does have the percent of revenue, again, illustrating the efficiency of our spending and controlled spending year over year. You can see for 2017, we budgeted 18% of our revenue in G&A. And all the way to the right, 2018, we're targeting 15% of our G&A spend as a percent of revenue, holding flat roughly at $56 million from budget to budget. Right now, we're spending probably 5% less than that budget number, 5 to 7% less than that budget number. But again, speaking to controlling the spend and maintaining the right affordability level for our overhead burn for the Port Authority, which results in the proverbial bottom line there, cash flow. In 2016, you see we generated $97.6 million of cash flow that's reinvested in the business. That's 34 cents for every dollar of revenue that we generate for the Port Authority. If you go all the way to the right, 2018, that $157 million is 43 cents. So for every dollar of revenue, we are reinvesting 43 cents of that into the Port Authority. Capital assets for growth, jobs, regional prosperity. So a very good story with regards to our funding, our operations, and our capital going forward. Page 10 is an overview of the $275 million capital that I referenced earlier. We carve this into four categories: recapitalization, strategic, channel, and then everything else. Recapitalization projects, think largely of BCT as we go and reinvest and reconfigure our BCT assets. Container Yard 1 is in there, rebuilding Wharf 3 at BCT, and then numerous reinvestment projects here at the Turning Basin. So that's $79 million of projects. Strategic are those things aligned with growth and development of existing port assets, but incrementing those assets for future growth. Bayport Container Yard 7 is in there, new cranes at BCT is considered a strategic change. Commercial development of property at Bayport is included in that 179. From a channel projects perspective, this is largely PHA berth maintenance dredge in 2018, about $11 million of that. In addition, the other $3 million is largely placement area capacity related work. As I had said previously, this does not comprehend all of the berth maintenance dredging that may be required as a result of siltation from Harvey. As that comes in, we will also apply for FEMA reimbursement for those dollars, and we will bring that to this body, of course, for approval as those projects come about. The main projects of $3 million. So that's the $275 million capital budget that we see and is proposed for next year. The last page, as we consider our operating and budget, operating capital budget, is our liquidity projections for this year, 18 and 2019. Again, cast your eyes at the proverbial bottom line that is funds available. This is not cash. Oh, thank you, Roger. This is monies available for the commission to award for future projects. And as the analysis rolls through today, this is my point of through 2019, we think we will exit 2019 still with $56 million available for future award in investment in capital projects. This has improved since our July worksheet by 20 or 30 million as we continue to refine project cost estimates and timing, need of capacity, et cetera, so that concludes the liquidity portion of that. So at this point, I would take any questions with regards to that. This is the proposed 2018 operating and capital budget for next year. Yes, that's redundant. What can I tell you?
All right. Oh, that's item D. One.
Yes, thank you.
Which we need approval.
We did.
So I would entertain a motion.
Which one? D1.
Motion. Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Corky. Everybody, come on, here we go. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Any opposed? Item carries.
Thank you.
Good work.
Very quickly, page 12 and page 13, this is not required for your approval, but perhaps.
This is just for information.
It is for your information.
And for questions.
It is a five-year plan. Yes, ma'am, that is correct. Page 12 is the income statement for 5 years. Of course, 2018 is what we just approved. But you can really look through the trend at that. Revenue growing, continue to grow. I would say a compounded annual growth rate of between 3 to 5% over this time period, which is in line with what we think the state GDP would look like over a five-year horizon. Gross margins, the operating income holding fairly steady at around 38, 39%. And you can see general and administrative expenses. Again, we're targeting just minimal growth in that, continuing to operate efficiently. Then the proverbial bottom line, I know I keep referencing cash flow at the bottom. You can see growing to over $200 million at this projection by 2021, assuming, of course, business and markets hold consistent through time. Page 13, again, just as an FYI, is the capital plan. Not much changed from what we reviewed with you in the July capital workshop, but you do see the bottom line there of funds available. So sometime in 2020, this is a year-end snapshot. Sometime in 2020, we would need to ensure we have some sort of interim or incremental financing available. As you know, Ray Yee has secured for us a note purchase program, a line of credit, if you will, that may well help us get through 2020. I should say at this point, this also does not include any mega study deepening and widening or widening and deepening projects that could come about and our cost share associated with
when
that.
When do we expect the mega study to be completed? So in other words, when would be the first time it could be permitted?
We expect to get the authorization and chief's report in 2019.
Okay.
So following that would be the funding process from the federal government. And our match for that is not included in this capital
budget. That's
correct.
25% match is not in this number.
Signed off by who again?
So our
the chief's report by the district the colonel district engineer
Gulf Coast.
Colonel Zetterstrom, whatever his position is.
Mr. Kendrick.
So we still have the $300 million line of credit. Is that renewed or?
Thank you. It expires in 2018. So Ray will bring to this table sometime in the first quarter the proposal to renew and revise that.
So if the Corps decided to do some dredging and widening that we would like to have done, we got access to get the money to match the funding?
That
or not?
We're hoping to get the emergency supplemental funding from the federal government in some tranche between now and then.
Okay. But
we're hoping, and what our congressional delegation had represented to us was that it would include the funds that would be necessary to fund the chief's report for the enhancements. Okay. So we would get the Harvey damage replacement money, as well as money for advanced maintenance and for the study, you know, for the potential permitting of work to enhance the channel out of the chief's report. Now, I don't know that that's going to happen, but that's what they've said.
That's been the ask.
Worst case, we could go out for bond proceeds, you know, during that time frame, in the 1920 time frame, in order to fund that project, and it's the right message to be sending to our taxpayer base because it benefits everybody. So that's just another way that we could look at it if we don't have enough.
And the thing that I don't exactly know that's when the project is expected to be authorized. I don't know what the timeline would be after that for funding. It certainly is not going to be that year.
Yeah, could be.
So. No, that's right. It could be 2 or 3 years after that before the federal government approves their portion of the funding.
This is it. You don't need
so that. That's going to be the game.
So we have some backups, what y'all saying, because we may need them.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to renegotiate the backup, though, right?
Well, you're talking about the
funding.
The credit, line of credit.
Yeah, we're looking at what dollar figure we need. We don't believe we need $300 million anymore, so that we're looking at all that right now.
We'll come back.
Bringing the cost down on it then.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah, rates have come up.
You know, keep in mind, just, I'm going to say it, keep in mind, there's projects that have been authorized for several years.
Never been funded, yeah.
That are still not funded or continue to get partially funded. You know, some in the East Coast channels, there's billion-dollar projects that are getting $40 or $50 million a year. So it's going to be a challenge, but, you know, it needs to be a priority for us. So authorization doesn't mean funding.
Right.
Thank you. So that was item D2. There's D3. Roger, do you want to mention D3?
So there's no action required?
No action required on the five-year plan. That's just information.
Oh, okay. D3, Chairman, just a recommendation for an annual tariff increase.
Give us the short version.
I will.
Maybe questions?
Yes.
Okay.
As we have done last year and is included in one of our Marine Terminal Services Agreements, we are asking for your approval to increase the tariff in line with the increase in CPI that is going to be published tomorrow, unfortunately, not in time for this session. So the way the tariff reads, if you're giving us the authority to raise, I'm sorry, the way the RCA reads, is you're giving us authority to raise the tariff in line with the published CPI increase that will come out tomorrow.
That's the perfect solution.
It appears it will be between 1.9 and 2.5% increase. And again, that will hit tomorrow. We can certainly let you know. But this gives us, or particularly Roger, the approval, the authority to raise.
To do it up to that limit of CPI. Does anybody have any questions about that or any heartburn about it?
Is that money included in this stuff we just went through?
We just put 1% in to be conservative because at the point we're compiling this, we really couldn't see it that well.
So if it goes to, so you increase.
Another 1%, you know, call it $3 million.
Yes. It's on the conservative side.
Okay, so I would entertain a motion.
Yeah, I'll make a motion, and Tim, y'all have done a great job on this budget.
Second.
Thank you.
Seconded by Commissioner Meese. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye, carries. Okay, so do we have anything for executive session? So this meeting is adjourned.
Very good.